Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Chris Cook from the School of Rock. I'm the owner.
Great. And you own the DC Cleveland Park location, right? I know there's a bunch of different locations around the area, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's a franchise. So it's a different owner who owns the schools in Silver Spring, Vienna, and Ashburn, separate owner who owns in Alexandria. We own the city of Washington, DC.
Gotcha. So how many total are, did you just list four or five?
I listed five. There's about a little over 300 across the world.
Gotcha. Because my wife and I live up in Frederick, Maryland. And I think there's one up here, but I don't even know if you guys are all affiliated or not. But
we are all affiliated, but you know, all individual owners. It's a really great franchise. Everyone gets to really make their school their own. No two look the same. It's really great.
Gotcha. Well, we are talking about your location, the DC Cleveland Park location, because this weekend you're going to be doing a special artist showcase, all the great young artists down on the wharf at Pearl Street Warehouse. There'll be two shows, Saturday and Sunday. So give me an overview. You know, what is this show exactly about? How many kids are going to be performing? All that stuff.
Yeah. So just to give you a quick overview of School of Rock. So School of Rock's more like a team sport than an individual activity. And so to that end, we actually practice and put on a big weekend of concerts after practicing. So the kids sign up for School of Rock. They have an individual lesson every week, and then they have a 2-hour band rehearsal. We practice for 4 months and then put on these big weekend of concerts. This weekend, the shows that the kids are going to be putting on are Queen and Pink Floyd. And you said kids, but maybe unbeknownst to you, we also have some adult students. We actually have a very robust adult program, and they'll be performing 2000s Rock and John Mellencamp and Friends.
Awesome. So you said the younger folks will be doing Queen and Pink Floyd, and then the older ones will be doing, what'd you say, 2000s and Mellencamp? What'd you say?
And John Mellencamp and Friends. Yep. Gotcha. Yeah, and the kids are anywhere from between 12 and 18 years old.
Wow. Okay, so it's 12 to 18 is the younger bunch, and then the older one, I guess it could be of any age, any adult. So.
Yeah. I mean, our groups have students anywhere from, I think, 24 to, well, she wouldn't want me to say her age, but it's under 75.
Gotcha. That's great. Cool. Well, Let me see here. So exactly, I mean, this show exactly down at Pearl Street Warehouse. How long are we? What are we talking? Is it like 2 hours or what we got?
Yeah. So on Saturday morning, it'll be starting at 11 a.m. It'll probably be going for about 3 hours. You can buy the tickets online or you can buy them at the door. And then on Sunday, the concert will start at 1 p.m. and we'll go for again another probably 3 or 4 hours.
And just to clarify, both Saturday and Sunday will feature all of it, the Queen, Pink Floyd, and the Mellencamp, everything.
Everything, yeah. All the bands get to play twice. They get to play two live shows. And oh, so, cool. Yeah, that's so really we do it. So our last end of season show, some of your listeners may have been walking down by the wharf. We played the floating stage of the wharf in the end of September.
Gotcha. And are some of these the same students as then, or is it like a fresh crowd?
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, we have many students that come back and do season after season. And then we also have people joining all the time and coming in and joining the band. So it's very an eclectic mix. I mean, we have guys who can really shred, and we have people who have barely held a guitar or barely held drumsticks, and we all play together, and it's super fun. It's more like joining a grown-up kickball team, I'll be honest with you, than like joining music lessons, as you and I think of them from our childhood, where our parents made us take lessons.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's like a group effort. All right, cool. Well, take me through. I mean, you've touched on it somewhat, but just so I have some variety of sound bites for my purposes. Take me through Soup to Nuts. So, starting at the beginning, let's say there's a parent with a kid that wants to play music, or an adult, to your point. Yep. Let's say someone wants to sign up. How do they do it and make their way over to, you know, the Cleveland Park location?
Yeah, absolutely. So the best way to approach this is to go onto our website, and then you can find the local location. On the front of the website, it says to ask for a free trial lesson. When you fill that information out, it sends it to me. I reach out and get in touch with them, whether it's for them or for one of their children. Then we set up a half hour free lesson for whoever the student is to come down, check the place out, get a free lesson, see if it's something that they really want to participate in. And if at that point they are enjoying it and want to join us, then we can get you enrolled. We do it all right here through the school. It's really super simple.
Now, where exactly in Cleveland Park do they come?
So we are in the Sam's Park and Shop Plaza, which is literally right outside of the northbound Connecticut Avenue metro stop.
Gotcha. So you can either drive or take the metro. Cool. All right. So, and then, you know, they come down for their little sort of introductory private lesson sort of a deal. And then, then if they want to proceed and, you know, join the group here, then what happens? When do you all get together in your space as a group?
Yep. So then they actually sign up for whatever class. So for example, the seasons that we have coming up, because we have this end of season show, we have a new season starting in February. And so the seasons that we're going to be doing are Women in Rock, Southern Rock, the Rolling Stones. That's for the high school age kids. And for grownups, we're doing Seven Deadly Sins and Country Rocks. So on Sundays, Women in Rock, the kids will come in at noon and that starts the last week of January. And so just in a couple of weeks, and we'll get them going that way.
And then from there. So I guess my question is, how long does that particular group that season practice together before they have their live show?
Yeah. So we practice for 4 months. So this new season that we're doing, for example, will be from the beginning of February till May. And we'll have our concert on May 21st and 22nd.
Gotcha. So this group that we're going to see this weekend, you know, let me backdate 4 months. When did they get together then?
We started in the beginning of October.
Okay. Gotcha. Yep. Great. And then, so I assume during that whole time they're practicing, you know, Queen and Pink Floyd and Mellencamp and everything, they're getting ready to play.
They're having a 45 minute private lesson with an instructor teaching them the songs so that when they come to band practice, they're prepared.
Instruments do they use? Do they have to bring their own or do you guys provide them?
So many of our students, you know, go out, especially in this day and age of COVID, and buy their own instruments just because they don't want to be touching stuff. But we have many, many guitars here. We have, you know, numerous drum sets, plenty of keyboards. So if you don't have the instruments at home, it's totally fine. We can take care of that. But obviously practicing at home is better if you have an instrument.
Gotcha. Well, it's nice to know that they can do either way, that, you know, if they don't have the means to can afford it or whatever, that you do provide it. But then if they want to go the extra mile, they can take it home and buy their own.
And certainly in the beginning, somebody doesn't want to make a huge investment before they decide whether or not this is something that they want to do. Sure. So we give them access to it until they decide, yes, this is something I want to do, or no, this is not a hobby for me.
Now, rattle off some of the instruments that they can't learn. I assume it's a little bit of every kind of instrument, right?
So it's the rock and roll instruments. So we do vocals, we do guitar and bass guitar, drums and keyboards.
All right. So they're practicing for 4 months together, learning basically the set. And then why is it important to you for them to have that live concert experience where people can, you know, plop down 10 bucks to come see them or whatever? But, you know, more importantly, it's I'm sure it's not really about the money. It's not really, they ain't making that much off, but why is it great to get that live experience in front of a crowd?
Yeah. So a couple of reasons. The first one is that it's fun. You know, we do this and a lot of us grew up, you know, playing air guitar in our basement or singing into a pen or something, wanting to be rock stars, and never really being able to fulfill this fantasy. And we're playing at venues that you can't buy your way into. You know, we have relationships with music venues that they let us put on shows there because they know who we are. Okay. So that is really honestly the biggest thing. But if you think about being in a band, like being on a team, would you want to be on a basketball team that never actually played a game? All you did was ever show up at the gym and run practice drills? No, nobody wants to do that. The fun is getting out there on stage with the lights on, the mics turned up, and a crowd cheering you on. And that's what we provide for people.
I love it. I love it. All right. And then for this, before we run, speak to the audience perspective. If our listeners come out to see these shows this weekend, how cool is it? Why does it, separate itself from going to see actual, professional big name headlining musicians? Why is it cool, to come out and see people that are sort of, just starting to learn it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we've all done things in our lives where we were just beginning, and it's really kind of scary to do those things. So having a group of people that are out in front of you, cheering you on, supporting you, even when you make a mistake, they still support you. It's really important. So we love having the crowds there cheering us on. We think it's really important that all of our students come to all of our shows. So you'll see, the kids sticking around for the grown-up shows and the grown-ups sticking around for the kids shows, because this really is a community of people. So we love the support. The cheering makes it more fun. That's why we don't sit in a dark room and do this, because we want to provide and we want to entertain people, quite honestly.
Love it. And what songs might they hear? I mean, you mentioned Queen, Pink Floyd, Mellencamp, 2000s. You mentioned the eras and the artists, but what sort of individual songs can we hear?
So I am not going to get, I will get in a lot of trouble with my staff if
don't spoil it.
Set lists. Okay. So if you come on Saturday, you'll know what the set list is on Sunday.
Great teaser.
I'm not going to give away the set list. We're going to keep that a secret.
That's better anyway. We told them the artists. If you guys want to hear, figure out what you're going to hear, come to the dang show. All right, cool. Well, then before we run, I do have to ask in closing, what's in a name? It's called School of Rock. When did you see that Richard Linklater comedy with Jack Black? I thought it was maybe Jack Black's funniest role.
Yeah, I mean, I think I saw it probably the year that it came out. But it really didn't have a profound impact on me. And that's not the reason why I did this. And I want to share with your viewers, I actually think this is really important.
Sure.
So I have a son who had a kidney transplant about 9 years ago. And I played sports, and my ex-wife played sports, and her father worked in the NFL, and her brother works at ESPN. So we have a very sports-centric family. But we have a child who can't play team sports, unfortunately. But we found School of Rock as a team building activity for him. And it literally changed our child's life. And that's why we bought into the franchise, because we sincerely believe in this, and that not all children, for whatever reason, can or want to play sports. But these lessons that we learn being in a group setting and working with others is so important for our lives when we mature as adults. So that is sort of the impetus in why we started the School of Rock here in Washington, D.C.
Thank you so much for saying that. And I never even thought about that, because, I grew up playing sports, and the team building thing is one of the priceless things I'll cherish my whole life. But that's a good point. There's so many kids that maybe can't play for whatever reason. You listed
for a plethora of reasons, or don't want to, quite right. frankly.
And this could get that same team building exercise. That's
absolutely. Fantastic. Absolutely.